Deuteronomy chapter 14. You are the children of the Lord Jehovah, your God. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. Because you are a holy people to the Lord Jehovah, your God, and the Lord Jehovah has chosen you to be a peculiar people to himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which you shall eat: the ox, the sheep, and the goat. The male deer, and the female deer, and the wild goat, and the antelope, and the wild ox, and the gazelle. And every beast that parts the hoof, and splits the hoof into two claws, and chews the cud among the beasts, that you shall eat. Nevertheless you shall not eat of those which chew the cud, of those that do not divide the hoof. As the camel, and the hare, and the badger. Because they chew the cud, but do not have a divided hoof, therefore they are unclean to you. And the swine, because it divides the hoof, yet does not chew the cud, it is unclean to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead body. These you shall eat of all that are in the waters, all that have fins and scales you shall eat. And whatever does not have fins and scales you may not eat, it is unclean to you. Of all clean birds you shall eat. But these are those which you shall not eat: the eagle, and the ossifrage. A kind of eagle. And the osprey. Sea eagle. And the hawk, and the falcon, and the vulture after its kind, and every raven after its kind. And the owl, and the night hawk, and the sea gull, and the hawk after its kind, the little owl, and the great owl, and the swan. And the pelican, and the jeer eagle. A kind of vulture. And the cormorant. A sea bird. And the stork, and the heron after its kind, and the lapwing, and the bat. And every crawling thing that flies is unclean to you, they shall not be eaten. But of all clean birds you may eat. You shall not eat of anything that dies of itself. You shall give it to the stranger that is in your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to an alien. Because you are a holy people to the Lord Jehovah, your God. You shall not boil a kid, young goat, in its mother's milk. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed, that the field brings forth year by year. And you shall eat before the Lord Jehovah, your God, in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of your corn, of your wine, and of your oil, and the firstborn of your herds and of your flocks. That you may learn to fear. Revere. The Lord Jehovah, your God always. And if the way is too far for you, so that you are not able to carry it. Or if the place is too far from you, which the Lord Jehovah, your God shall choose to set his name there, when the Lord Jehovah, your God has blessed you. Then you shall sell it for money, and bind up the money in your hand, and shall go to the place which the Lord Jehovah, your God shall choose. And you shall give that money for whatever your soul desires, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatever your soul desires. And you shall eat there before the Lord Jehovah, your God, and you shall rejoice, you, and your household. And you shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, because he has no part nor inheritance with you. At the end of 3 years you shall bring forth all the tithe of your increase the same year, and shall lay it up within your gates. And the Levite. Because he has no part nor inheritance with you. And the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, who are within your gates, shall come, and shall eat and be satisfied. That the Lord Jehovah, your God, may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do.